So anyhow, when I got the sail made, I got on a number of different vessels, you know, different classes. But because I had experience on deck and stuff and all that, that was all right. And I had, while I was sailing bosun, I had a period which I also had my license. I told the people, and I got tight with some of the second mates. Mm-hmm. So I practiced my sexton and stuff. You know, sometimes they use the ship's sexton. The ship's sexton's bad to use because it's usually used by cadets who don't know what the hell they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, and...
So you had your own personal sexton?
I got my personal sexton later.
Yeah. But you had to practice on the ship's one.
Yeah, at first, you know. And sometimes I had the second. You see, what you have to learn is from the beginning is how do you pick the sexton up properly. Most people don't even realize that. You just to pick the sexton up correctly so that you don't damage it, the index arm on it or anything like that, you know? So
can you go through that like
what?
Can you go through what you would have to do in order to take a measurement of the sexton?
Oh, well, there's about 50 steps.
Right. Maybe the condensed version.
There are 50 steps to doing 50 steps for doing sight reduction. Uh-huh. By 229, okay? So to explain it very simply, it's like this. What you do is you bring the star that you're taking a sighting on, and what you do, you line up in advance. You figure the approximate bearing and the approximate altitude of the star, you know, from your almanac, you know, or you visually get the star on a star finder, or you actually do it visually by just looking at the stars and figuring which one you're gonna, I'll take that one there, bring that down, you know, and that one over there. And what you try to do is three or four stars from different directions all around you, and approximately at 45 degrees or so on the horizon, you know, so you have a decent enough arc.
Okay.
You put the index mirror, and what you do is during the daytime, you double check your sextant by putting the mirror and the horizon on zero, so that the horizon is straight across, okay?
Right.
So that you can adjust, put the zero adjustment on, make sure that your sextant is set correctly, and then in the night when you take your shot, you get your arc and your angle. You work your formulas and stuff from your nautical almanac as to what the correct height of eye is and everything else. You have to allow for the height of eye how high you are off the water. So let's say the bridge is 150 feet from the light load water line, whatever your draft is, and you know, you go through all those changes. You decide your height of eye, and you look up according and make the correction according to the nautical almanac, and what you do is you get an angle. Then you work out of the tables in the book, and this is just arithmetical function of you know, just looking it up according to your LHA, which is your local hour angle, and your other factors, and you look it up, and what you do is you draw on the chart the ground position you know, and then your distance towards your course line and where it intersects, mm-hmm. your LOP line of position, you know, and basically you get three or four lines of position crossing one another because you've taken them from different angles.
Okay, yeah.
And you move them up on your course line according to your time, okay? In other words, let's say you you did the first sight at 0101, but now when you get done with all your sights, you're at 0115, mm-hmm. okay, for the sights, for the time. By the time you finish all this, you may be at 0130 or 45 or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
But the thing is, you move all your sights up to that point, you know? The last point, the last sight that you did, only the last sight stays in position. So you move your lines up, and then all of these lines form what they call a cocked hat. In other words, they cross and intersect one another with a little space in the middle. In approximately the middle of the space is your fix. In other words, where you were at the time of the last sight.
Uh-huh.
You know? And by that, you get your position relevant to your course line or where you should be.